can I say? Merry Christmas. What a blessing. On the first day of Christmas. Now, this is the first day. This is Christmas Day. Now, tomorrow is the second day. So celebrate 12 days out. All the way to what, January 5th or 6th? Remember this? Didn't know the Europeans do that. I never knew that until about a year and a half ago. And I thought, because I used to get so kind of discouraged, like, man, Christmas only lasts one day. But then I heard the song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas. So I checked it out with one of the girls that worked for me. She was from Germany. She said, oh, yeah, we celebrated 12 days. So me and Kathy are going to celebrate 12 days starting today. So Merry Christmas to each and every you, each and every one of you. I'm enjoying myself here watching today. Faith the facts. I got an announcement for you. That's what I'm going to talk about. Jesus isn't a baby no more. A lot of people think Jesus is still a baby in that manger. No, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Oh, my God, he's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's so much than being a child, but more when he became a child. Woo! God was made flesh. I got to give you some wonderful scripture. Let me start off at Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, a water trough. That's what a manger is about. Because there was no room for them in the inn. So Jesus wouldn't have been born in the stable. He'd have been born in a hotel room if you could have got in there. You want a funny story? One time I went to New York, and they started charging me for the room at like 3 o'clock. I got there at 5 o'clock, and they said, your room's not ready. And I said, yeah, but I need my room because I have to change it because I had to preach a meeting. She said, but it's not ready. I said, I don't doubt that your ancestors was from Bethlehem. She said, why? Because Jesus couldn't get in his room neither. Praise God, you know. That's a true story. See, he's not a baby no more. Now, here's another scripture, John 1, 14. Thank God he became a baby. And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, I tell you, that was a big day Jesus became a baby. But ladies and gentlemen, he's not a baby no more. Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Because he should be. And I love looking at Jesus as a baby, and I even like looking at Jody, my daughter, as a baby. I got the baby pictures and married with my granddaughter, but I like them seeing them grow up. Because if a baby's not growing, something's wrong. If you got born again and you're still in the baby stages, and you was born again 25 years ago, you got to grow up. See what I'm saying? So my God, ask the King of Kings what to do. Now, if he's the King of Kings, who's the kings that he's king over? The Bible said he made us kings and priests. Merry Christmas on that thought. Glory to God. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? So go boldly to the throne of grace with a petition and a supplication with thanksgiving. Why did he say that? Because he's going to give you what you're asking for with thanksgiving. My Lord. In other words, say thank you because it's coming. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So isn't it wonderful? John said this in the book of Revelation. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Isaiah says that. I was in the Spirit of the Lord day, and I saw God sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Ooh, that's good stuff. And when you think about that revelation, John said, man, my God, he saw him, man, but he didn't see him as a baby. Ooh, he saw him as the King of the universe. It's so wonderful to know Jesus Christ. If you don't know him today, you can get saved on his birthday. Now, some people say, well, he wasn't born on December 25th. But that may be true. It probably is true. But I know he was born. My mama said I was born on July the 9th, 1949. You know, I can't remember that. But I got to believe it. And how many times they made mistakes on your birth certificate? They made a mistake on my daughter's birth certificate. They asked me for my job, and I was a musician. And on Jody's birth certificate, it says father's occupation, physician. I didn't know it was a doctor, but they made a mistake. That's all right. It's there. Merry Christmas to everybody. And remember, he's not a baby no more. So go to the throne and ask, and you shall receive. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.